is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
A meeting in Berlin, the President of the United States with the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Sir Keir Starmer, with the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, and with the under pressure but resolved Chancellor of all of Germany, Olaf Scholz. I welcome Katrina Vandenhoven to comment because the subject of the conversation in Berlin was the victory plan presented by President Zelensky of Ukraine. We don't have all of it in it. There were some secret codicils. There, you wouldn't be an international treaty if you weren't. But in any event, the chief component, according to ministers in the Zelensky government, is membership in NATO. I welcome Katrina Vandenhoven, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, as well as a columnist at The Washington Post. Katrina, David Ignatius and Robert Kagan have thoughts about these matters of Ukraine going forward. Right now, we have that conversation in Berlin. What did you expect from it? Are you disappointed that one more time, Ukraine is being put off by NATO? Good evening to you.
Good evening. That Ukraine is being put off by NATO, I don't think there's any other way forward than NATO to do what it needs to do to be true to its process of membership and accession, John. But back to the core point, Zelensky produced his victory plan, as he's calling it, I believe October 16th. The key, as you said, is it centers around Kyiv being brought quickly into NATO and the installation of, quote, non-nuclear deterrent package on Ukraine's territory. Seems like the weapons to be sent into the heart of Russia. But we do know two or three other things that includes harsher sanctions. The fourth point stresses the need for harsher sanctions against Russia and strengthening Ukraine's economy. But the secret provisions have been leaked. They showed target points inside Russia and, as a corollary, a list of weapons needed to strike those points, targets within Russia. I don't think the plan was received very well, John, and I'm not talking about Russia. I think that for Europe, under enormous stress, there were some smiles from Starmer and Macron. I think Scholz is under terrible stress in Germany. Even the secretary to NATO was very caustic and cautious in saying that Kyiv, Ukraine might accede, might enter NATO, that provisions are not there, whether it's corruption, which the defense minister spoke openly about with David Ignatius of the Washington Post, the problems of corruption, and also the problems of unified territory. These are processes that have been really imposed on other countries coming into NATO. So that's where it stands. There's a victory plan moving around. Zelensky has to be extraordinarily nervous. You got about 2 weeks till the U.S. election, John, and you know, and you've talked about this on the show. If it's Trump, all bets are off. I mean, he talks a good game about ending wars quickly. But if it's Harris, there is a commitment, it seems, though the money is not there. And my last point is General Austin, in effect, said when he arrived in Kyiv the other day, just the other day, that $61 billion. That's it. It seems to be like a mantra that that's what they've done and doesn't see much more. They did produce $400 million, not a lot compared to the $61 billion.
It is a puzzle because it's so easy to see an end to this in negotiation. Your colleague, Anatole Levin, has offered something called the Cyprus model, which is to say we end the fighting now and we negotiate for the next 30 or 40 years. That would be the Cyprus model. That is available. And yet someone is holding back from that. Who is it?
Well, you see, I think that you have a very divided situation in Kyiv. I mean, people are now talking. The defense minister sounds a little different than Zelensky. Zelensky and his chief of staff, Yermak, who's very powerful, they're talking in different ways. And a lot of attention, as you well know, because of the brutal, grinding nature of this war, to mobilization. And there was, in fact, great anger at the defense minister because he talked about raising the mobilization conscription age from 25 to 27. You got shortage of men. It's not that, I mean, I admire Anatole Levin enormously. He writes for The Nation. It seems to me Cyprus is not quite right, except for like holding on to Donbass in a kind of, how to put it, UN model. But Kyiv definitely in the world seems to want a lot more from Russia than just frozen territory. There will be talk of reparations. There will be talk of funding Ukraine after a ceasefire. But that isn't even present or on offer at the moment, because to begin a kind of treaty negotiation, which everyone is seeking to do and saying we arm Ukraine in order to get it to the table more powerfully, you know, to begin with NATO accession, which is the root in so many ways of this existing proxy war between Russia and the West, doesn't seem like it's it seems like it's quite a ways from getting to that table.
And yet the presidential election pushes us into the unknown.
Yep.
And that it feels like a gamble on Kyiv's part, because neither candidate has been clear what happens next. It's possible that Kyiv could get a much worse deal than is on the table right now.
Well, you know, you want to build in, you want to get from NATO accession to guarantees of security for Ukraine. How you do that, I mean, I think, as you've said so many times, John, we've talked so long about this. We're entering into Mr. Snow, Mr. Moroz, Mr. Mud again. I mean, just the incentive between this election here in the United States and seriously the climate of the nature of the war, the meat grinder, the loss, it seems, of 150,000, I think, in Ukraine. It's been hard to get numbers, and 600,000 in Russia. This is, you know, reaching barbaric. It is barbaric. So the leadership needs to produce, and, you know, Russia needs to produce. Ukraine is producing, but it's a long way from a viable, it seems to me, victory plan. It doesn't even lay out the rebuilding of Ukraine, which is going to be, according to the World Bank. This was a few weeks, months ago, John, who was talking about $1 trillion.
There are four sides. There's NATO, there's the Kremlin, there's Kyiv, and then there's the Donbass, the eastern part of the state. Of those four, who's holding back? Is any one of them saying no, 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 intransigent?
Well, I mean, the fighting goes on. I mean, the Russians were caught unaware when there was a renewed opening on the part of Kyiv. But I think what's more important to some extent is going back to 2022, when the conditions may not have been ready for some real negotiation. But I mean, you did have, you were on the cusp of something which was aborted for different reasons. Some say Boris Johnson, some say Bucha, the torture. But you're talking now, you know, you need others involved, like Turkey and China. And by the way, there is a very important gathering today, beginning today or tomorrow, the BRICS, where Putin is using it. It's in Kazan in Russia to say, hey, I'm not off the global stage. He's not saying it as opposition as much as independent and rallying those forces. So that's something to also look at as we kind of wonder about where the victory plan. People are so exhausted, the most exhausted, the war-weary soldiers. But I think you're also facing a war-weariness in this country, from an elite which has been more fixed on it, put aside people who I really think have very little sense of what's happening in Ukraine. And ironically, all the money that went into in Pennsylvania have not affected the Ukrainian-American vote.
Katrina Vandenhoven, columnist at The Washington Post, the publisher and editor of The Nation magazine. November 5th, that is possible to resolve this. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.